1 John chapter 1 and verse number 3. Ang sabi ng Bible, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So, ang mga anak ng Diyos ay meron talagang communion with God. Kahit na wala tayong bread, wala tayong juice, talagang every day dapat meron tayong communion with God. Ano yung communion? Ibig sabihin ng communion, pakikisama. Pakikiisa sa Diyos. At alam mo, every day dapat merong pakikisama ang Kristiyano kay God. God wants communion with us every day. Not just for the Lord's Supper, but every day. And this communion is holy and spiritual. Banal at espiritual ang pakikisama ng Kristiyano sa Ama at sa Anak. You know, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. No, dahil sa kasalanan, walang communion ang natural na tao. Yung hindi ligtas, hindi likas sa pagkatao natin na may pakikiisa tayo sa Diyos. Nung hindi tayo ligtas, Siya liwanag, tayo kadiliman. Siya buhay, tayo kamatayan. Siya pag-ibig, tayo pasaway, pag-away palagi. Siya banal, tayo'y makasalanan. You know, the natural man has no communion with God. The natural man is not saved, and so there's no communication, there's no fellowship with the Father and the Son. God is light, and the natural man is in darkness. God is life, and the natural man is death. God is love, and the natural man is an enemy of God. God is holy, and the unsaved man is a sinner. Tingnan mo ang Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 12. Pansinin mo ang division between holiness and sin. No? There's a division there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 12. The Bible says, that at the time you were without Christ, nung kapanahunan na hindi ka pa nawala si Kristo sa iyong buhay, sabi ng Bible, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Ibig sabihin, dayuhan ka sa kung saan, kung ano inheritance? Sa Tagalog, ano yun? Pamana. Kung ano ang pamana ng Diyos sa Israel, wala kang karapatan doon noong hindi ka paligtas. Ikaw ay dayuhan. Okay? Yes, let's see. And strangers from the covenants of promise. Pati sa mga pangako ng Diyos, wala kang karapatan doon. Having no hope, wala ka rin pag-asa. Without God in the world. And so there's no communication, there's no communion between lost man and holy God. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Tingnan mo ang Ephesians 4, 18. The Bible says, having the understanding darkened. Oh, pati pala yung pag-unawa natin, madilim. Sabi ng Bible, dito yung bago ka dumating kay Kristo, ha? Before you came to Christ, your understanding is darkened. Sabi ng Bible, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them. Meron palang ignorance, merong hindi pag-alam, pag-alam sa mga bagay ng Panginoon. Hindi na, wala tayong malay noon. Hindi natin pinansin ang Diyos. This is how natural man is. There's no communion with God. It's because the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Bulag ang puso ng hindi ligtas. Kaya, well, sa kanila, ang church, bali, wala. ang pangangaral ng salita ng Diyos hindi mahalaga, ang pananalangin hindi mahalaga, kasi bulag ang kanilang puso. And so, the natural man doesn't see the importance of church, the importance of the ordinance of Lord's Supper. They don't understand the importance of prayer. They don't understand the importance of reading the Bible. Why? Because they're spiritually blind. There's no communion with God. So, ang tanong, paano maaari ang makasalanang tao na magkaroon ng fellowship with God? Paano? Kung bulag ang tao na hindi ligtas, kung wala siyang malay, kung hindi wala siyang pag-asa, kung wala siyang alam patungkol sa Diyos, paano siya magkakaroon ng fellowship with God? And if that's the case, if man, the sinful man, is blind, is ignorant, is alienated, has no hope, is without God, how in the world can that person have fellowship with God? 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 1. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. There is the reason why and how an unsaved man can have fellowship with God. You know how? Because God bestowed his love towards us. Kaya pala, ang pagsasama natin sa Diyos ay dahil inialay niya ng Diyos ang kanyang sarili, ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin. Kumbaga, tayo'y tumatakbo tayo sa Diyos, iniiwasan natin ang Panginoon, dumating ang Panginoon sa ating buhay at inakit niya tayo sa kanyang pagmamahal. Inialay niya ang kanyang pag-ibig sa atin. Kaya nga, yun ang naging difference. The truth is, God sought us first. God died for us. He got our attention. He bestowed his love upon you and me. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We weren't looking for him. He was looking for us. And when he gave his love towards us, that changed us. Tapos tayo naman, nung inialay niya ang kanyang sarili sa atin, inialay din natin ang ating sarili sa kanya. Doon nagsimula ang pakikisama natin sa Diyos. And in salvation, God moved first, and then we, as God bestowed his love on us, we also bestowed our love on him. We came to the point where we trusted him as our Lord and Savior. There was a time when we called on him to save us, and he loved us and gave himself for us, and we loved him and gave ourselves to him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So we have fellowship with God because he loved us first, and then we loved him. Balang araw, magiging perfect at saka complete ang pakikisama natin sa Diyos. Sa ngayon, yung pakikisama natin sa Diyos, sometimes up, sometimes down. Kasi nasa laman pa tayo, makasalanan pa rin ang laman natin. Pero huwag kang mag-alala, ang pag-ibig ng Diyos hindi nagbabago. Kahit tayo nagbabago, paminsan mataas, paminsan mababa. Pero ang Diyos hindi nagbabago. Now, our fellowship with God right now is only temporary. And it's incomplete. It's not perfect. Sometimes we're on the top of the world and we're loving life and loving God. And sometimes we're down and we're not doing right and God has to deal with us as children. But there will come a day when our fellowship with God will be perfect and will be made whole when we enter into the glory of Jesus Christ. So sa ngayon, ang pakikisama natin ay ganito. Mga unang bunga lamang ang pakikisama natin sa Diyos. Hindi pa natin nakita talaga ang tunay na kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Pero balang araw, makikita rin natin ito. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. I want to end with this scripture, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. One day, our communion with God will be glory and perfected. One day. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. Listen to the scriptures. Right now, our fellowship is only a first fruit experience. We've only seen a little bit of the glory of God. You can get your best day here on earth, and even then it's still tainted by sin. But one day Jesus Christ will come back, and He'll get rid of our sin, and He'll give us a glorified body, and He will make all things right. He will wipe away our tears. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were afar off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ." So sa pamamagitan ng dugo ni Kristo, pwede tayong makisama sa Panginoon. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the opportunity we have to walk with You, to commune with You. Lord, that You're interested in fellowship with us. Truly, our fellowship is with You and the Son. Father, we thank You for that grace. We thank You for that mercy. We thank You for access to Your throne through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that we would yield our lives to You so that we could see Your glory more and more. And we look forward to the time when our faith will be sight and when we will see Jesus Christ and know that we are completely perfect in Him without the infirmities of our flesh. But until then, Lord, we pray that we will accomplish Your will in our lives here on earth. And we pray for Your blessing on us now. In Jesus' name, amen.